From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Democrats in Congress are calling on U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from an investigation into Russia's interference with the November presidential election or to resign after learning that Sessions met last year with the Russian ambassador to the United States. Sessions, a supporter of Trump during the presidential campaign, did not disclose his communications with Russia during his confirmation hearing. A Justice Department spokeswoman late Wednesday defended Sessions by saying he did not give a misleading answer when asked if anyone affiliated with the campaign had contact with Russia. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, or FBI, which is part of the Justice Department, is investigating Russian activities aimed at disrupting the U.S. election and any possible links between the Trump campaign and the government of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Two other congressional committees are conducting separate investigations. Investors will likely pay special attention to U.S. stocks Thursday, a day after record highs were recorded in trading. Peter Cardillo, a chief market economist at First Standard Financial, says President Trump's speech to Congress, combined with some good economic news, led to the record close.
We got some real good economic news today, and we've been having these strings of economic news that suggest that the economy is continuing to grow and that inflation is nearing the Fed's target, which means that we're probably headed for a rate hike sometime this month.
Some investors see raising rates as a signal that the U.S. economy no longer needs the boost it gets from ultra-low interest rates. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A new United Nations investigative report accuses Syria and its ally Russia of multiple war crimes for deliberately targeting hospitals and destroying vital civilian infrastructure during daily airstrikes over several months in eastern Aleppo. Lisa Schlein has more on the story.
The report covers the period between July and December when the Syrian and Russian air forces relentlessly bombed eastern Aleppo as part of a strategy to force the rebels who controlled the city to surrender. The brutal tactics worked, but the independent investigators say civilians paid a very heavy price for the extreme violence waged by the warring parties. Most of the UN report dwells on the mass violations and deliberate destructive actions by Syria and Russia in the battle for eastern Aleppo, but it also condemns some armed groups for preventing civilians from leaving the city. It calls the use of civilians as human shields a war crime. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Afghan officials say a group of heavily armed Taliban suicide bombers assaulted a district police headquarters in western Kabul, sparking a fierce gun battle with security forces. The coordinated insurgents' raid on Wednesday left at least 16 people dead and dozens more wounded. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani condemned the violence, saying the insurgents are indulging in such violent acts to try to raise the morale of their fighters after the recent killing of one of their Taliban commanders. UN Security Council diplomats have departed on a mission to the Lake Chad Basin in West Africa to see firsthand the security challenges and dire humanitarian situation. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir reports.
Since Boko Haram launched its insurgency to create an Islamic State in northeastern Nigeria in 2009, it has caused severe humanitarian suffering that has spread to neighboring countries in the Lake Chad Basin. The United Nations says more than 2 million people have been forcibly displaced from northeastern Nigeria since the height of the violence in 2014, and nearly 190,000 have become refugees in Cameroon, Niger, and Chad. While in Cameroon and Nigeria, council members also will visit camps for the displaced. In each of the four countries, they will meet with senior government officials, local leaders, and members of civil society. In Chad's capital, N'Djamena, the envoys will visit the headquarters of the multinational joint task force that is combating Boko Haram. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Malaysia charged two women with murder Wednesday in connection with the death of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.